Marianne Corcoran is one of the moms, the suburban moms, who are featured in the Daily Herald. Both of them articulate and dramatically different perspectives, for sure, Marianne. And I'm happy you're calling in to tell us about yours. I know you've been working on a mask. Is it a petition you're signing, or you've got some kind of an effort going there in Arlington Heights? And thank you for calling into the show, by the way.
Yes, thank you for having me. We did start a petition before the last week's school board meeting Thursday. And within less than 48 hours, we had over 500 signatures of parents in our district who just simply want the choice of how to handle their children's medical decisions.
And I understand, so you're a mom of three, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
10, 7, and 6, you're a psychologist too, and have you actually spoken out quite a bit during the sessions where they're asking parents to explain?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
For the past year and a half, we have been working very hard. First, it was for reopening the schools and having the choice to send our children to the building and keeping them out of the remote schooling as much as possible. And now my focus has changed to the choice of masking, not telling anyone what to do, but just the choice for our own families.
And did the school board decide that it is going to be up to parents? Am I right about that? That was determined, or are we still waiting on a decision?
No, that is correct. Dr. Lori Vine and our school board clearly did their research and spoke with all of the people that they needed to speak with, and they made a unanimous vote, which is not common in our district. There's a lot of different opinions, which is in the end a good thing, because there's a lot of good discussion. But they did vote unanimously to make it the parents' choice.
Seeing text here, 708, and I can't believe a year and a half later, we're still fighting over wearing a harmless mask. It is a small price to pay. What's the big deal? How do you respond? I mean, you've heard this. This is the other side to it. How do you respond to that, Marianne?
Well, I don't think it's a small price to pay. There are significant developmental issues that can arise when these young children can't see their friends' faces. They can't see their teachers' faces. I mentioned in my article about my son learning to read. It is very difficult to learn a lot of these things. And that's with a child who doesn't have special needs. I think about the child who has a speech delay. How do they do a speech session without seeing? So this goes much further than not wanting to put a piece of fabric on my kid's face. Mm-hmm. It's also about the right to choose.
So you believe it is a choice, and then individual parents should decide what's right for them, and that's where it should stay. And I guess the Arlington Heights community, the district, agreed with you because that's what they determined is going to be the thing there. I wonder, Marianne, you think this continues at the school? Are there going to be parents who feel passionately the other way and they're going to continue, or is this is a done decision and school starts and this is the way it is?
Well, Dr. Bynum has said all along, we all need to be fluid. We're learning about COVID as we go, and we don't know if the governor is going to change things. We don't know. But as of now, it is not a law. It is guidance. And I fully support the people that are saying that they want to wear masks. That is their choice. That is actually what I am fighting for, is that everyone, regardless of their medical situation, of their belief system, that everyone gets their choice, whatever that choice may be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, people are entitled to their own opinions and your own beliefs.
Yes.
About what you should do for your children. I'm sorry, I heard that you have gotten some nasty comments on Facebook due to what you believe in, and that you've been very public and outspoken about it. I'm sorry to hear that. That's happened.
Thank you. That is the risk that you take when you have an opinion and when you have lots of data to back that. I don't want to give these people any kind of airtime. They don't deserve that for the nasty things that they have sent to me. But, I guess that's the risk that I take, and I'm willing to take it if it makes change.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you, Marianne. Thank you for calling in and explaining what your perspective is here for WGN, and keep us posted on stuff.
Thank you very, very much.
Marianne Corcoran there, so the mom who is featured with the pro-mask message and says the science is behind us is also on the phone, Jessica Banaschek, a parent of two teenagers in Wheaton-Warrenville. And thank you for joining the show, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
your perspective. I don't know if you heard anything that Marianne said, but
I did hear a little bit, but then I turned my radio off.
Okay, no, that's good, because you wanted to be ready for it. And I appreciate we all appreciate that. There's no echo in the background. You sound great, and I just wanted to ask you what your where you stand on this and where it is with your school district in Wheaton.
Thanks. So we had a decision in the Wheaton-Warrenville School District last Wednesday that was in our, I have a group of parents here, we are almost 1,000 strong, we were very surprised by the decision by the school board. They did have a directive from the superintendent, it was not a vote, to make masks optional for all of our students. We believe that was premature. We feel that there, while it appears on the surface that there should be some kind of choice involved, we are still in a pandemic. We still have a variant that is charging our way. And really, our under 12 population cannot be vaccinated right now. And they are going to be vulnerable if we do not do a universal masking program in the school.
Mm-hmm. And it stands that you are still soliciting other parents to join with you on this, or where?
Correct.
Where? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we are trying to get as many parents to be writing our health departments, our school districts. We, like I said, we have about 1,000 strong. We also are supporting the statement that came out through IMPACT, which is a group of physicians, about 200 and so some odd physicians that came out a few days ago, that also supports masking in schools because we are still in the midst of a pandemic.
Jessica, do you wish the state just kind of mandated something? I mean, just went one way or the other, because it feels as if
it
leaving it up to
you.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yes. I mean, we all want to make our voices heard, and we want to, you know, tell everyone, you know, write everyone, write all the school districts, write all the health departments. But really, honestly, it needs to come from the top, because these school districts were given a directive to make adjustments to the directives that came down to suit their own districts. Well, some of them are taking that interpretation too far. They're taking it to mean that they can just say, well, masks can be optional. But really, you know, again, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, IDPH is currently, as we speak, updating their school guidance. So there may be a change in that on that front. I think that some of these districts that have already said that masks will be optional spoke way too soon. I think they need to listen to the further guidance that comes out.
All right. Stand by for more information on that. And if people would like to get in contact with you, Jessica, how do they do that?
You want
to say that?
They can find me on Facebook.
Okay. You have a very
difficult
name.
I'm not giving out any other information. No, it should be easy to find. Our group is called Operation Safer Return.
Okay.
So they can look for that group on Facebook, and they can join us in our quest.
Fair enough. Operation Safer Return in Wheaton-Warrenville. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate the time and the perspective.
Thank you so much.